God's Will, by Mike Owens. Relax and know that I am Elohim, Psalms 46:10. Many of us struggle to a degree, some more than others, to know God's will for our lives. My hope is that you will see that this does not need to be a confusing matter. As we increasingly understand God's sovereignty in all things, we can relax. The next time you get into your car, suppose that your first three turns are left-hand turns, then a right-hand turn, which takes you to a red light. 5 seconds later, a blue Ford will pull up behind you. 12 seconds later, the light will turn green. Was every detail of this scenario in God's will? Was every detail planned by God? Does God care about only the big stuff? Do the little details fall from His concern or control? Does God have multiple options that He places before us each day, with a new program that is set into motion tomorrow as we make choice A, B, or C today? You have likely heard that God has two or three different wills. This leaves some with the misconception that our Creator might suffer from divine schizophrenia. The other option is that many theologians, pastors, and Sunday school teachers suffer from severe interpretive confusion. The latter is surely the case. We have been presented with the thought that God has multiple wills associated with a slew of names and descriptions. The following list helps to show the confusion that exists about this important question. Does God have more than one will? Several names have been used to describe God's will: permissive will, perfect will, effectual will, decreed will, sovereign will, efficient will, secret will, revealed will, moral will. Scripture is quite clear that there is only one will of God, no matter how many names and descriptions theologians formulate. God is all-powerful, and all things that happen are in His control and part of His will. Otherwise, we must assume that God is not omnipotent and omniscient. In essence, this is what God does by His unlimited power and knowledge. He exerts His sovereign will. He causes what has been ordered and determined to happen from the beginning, all for His glory. In fact, we should know that God acquires everything He desires. He is God. His will should be thought of in two distinct ways. One, what has happened before this moment? Two, what will happen after this moment? Everything that has ever happened before this moment, 100% of the time, is His sovereign, perfect, and decreed will. What will happen after this moment will be His sovereign, perfect, and decreed will, just as all of the things that have happened in the past. The difference is that we do not yet know what this will is. It is not revealed to us. Am I in God's will? How do I know? Attending a Baptist church in Texas when I was young left me with the idea that I needed to focus on staying in God's will. Knowing whether I was in God's will or not was a silent mystery, but it sure seemed like there must be two or more wills for God. So how was I supposed to know how to stay in God's will? As the years went by, it seemed like there were times when I could say, yes, that's God's will, and other times I knew, or so I thought, that I was definitely not in God's will. Still, my premise was unsound and certainly not based on good biblical training. The best answer I've heard to the question, how do I know if I'm in God's will, is this. Look around. You're right in the middle of it. What if you're attending a school that you're not sure about, or married to someone who makes you doubt your judgment? Suppose you're working in a factory and wondering why you didn't study harder in school. Or perhaps you're sitting in jail. The fact is, wherever you are, you know, you're smack dab in the middle of God's will. If God had two or three alternative pathways that could somehow lead us to where we are to go, then we would certainly have a reason to wonder if we are in His will. But that's not the case.